This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's the Paul Zeiss Show. Kevin Gorman filling in for Paul. Want to let you know that you can grab your exclusive fan merchandise from the Fan Store now. Visit 93.7thefan.com/store to get your fan gear made by Fanatic Impressions. We're going to switch to Steelers. After all this Pirates talk, we want to talk some Steelers. And the Trib beat writer for the Steelers, Joe Rutter, joins us now. Joe, thanks so much for joining us. How you doing so far? Enjoying a day off, finally?
Yeah, enjoying the day away from the heat and humidity of Chuck Noll Field and ready to watch some football for semi-real tomorrow night, at least.
Yeah, and you know, I'm looking at your story right now that's at TribLive.com on the five players you want to watch in the preseason opener Friday night against the Tampa Bay Bucks at Heinz Field. And the first one is pretty much the most obvious, and I would think for most obvious reasons last year that a lot of people felt like his play was the difference between the Steelers missing the playoffs and the year before making the playoffs. That's Chris Boswell, the kicker.
Yeah, and when you say, you know, I picked five to watch, but actually just, you know, kind of sitting around here, I jotted down. It could have been 15 to watch. There's not that many interesting, you know, players that, you know, that could play in this game and have somewhat of a meaningful role. But, yeah, Chris Boswell would be number one because of just everything that's at stake. The $2 million roster bonus, you know, the fact they've tried to create competition for him, tried to put him in more high-pressure, you know, situations. And, you know, he's been near perfect so far, you know, now, but it's just a matter of now getting out in front of a crowd and, you know, another team out there rushing him to see how he does.
Yeah, that's what, you know, Mike Tomlin has talked about putting him in high-pressure situations, and the Steelers have tried to create some. They had kind of a kickoff at the Family Fest on Sunday at Heinz Field. They've had some situations where they had him kicking in countdown drills, like live kicking drills, even where they had the defenders holding up blocking pads to try to, you know, make it so that he was having to, you know, both Chris Boswell and Matthew Wright, the rookie, trying to have, you know, some difficulty to get over the line of scrimmage. But I don't think there's anything that can match a game situation. And I'm going to be curious to see if Mike Tomlin creates some game situations where, you know, instead of going for it, they kick a field goal or something where he puts him in a situation where it could really be more of a pressure cooker.
Yeah, I can see a situation where they would, you know, say they're facing a 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 9 around the 30 or 35 yard line to do a running play to set up a long field goal,
yeah.
You know, and just not worry about getting the first down. I could definitely see that happening, especially when it would be Boswell's turn to go out and kick a field goal.
Yeah, the other thing, you know, obviously the guy I think that everybody really wants to see is the number one draft pick for the Steelers, number 10 overall, Devin Bush, the inside linebacker from Michigan.
Yeah, and he's been out there a lot with the first team since they started training camp. He was rotating in and out with Vince Williams and Mark Barron, but Vince Williams has been hurt. So really, Devin Bush has been out there. And Mark Barron, you know, he missed a few practices as well. So, you know, Devin Bush has gotten a lot of reps out there in practice. And, you know, so I think he's going to get a good look here. I don't know how much, you know, they'll leave him in there. You know, I think they want to kind of not, you know, burn him out all at once here and kind of ease him in like they do with the other starters. But I think it's, you know, it's obvious that they, you know, that he's probably going to start or play 75% of the defensive snaps once the season starts. So, you know, he's, if you're, you know, at the game or watching at home, that's one guy you definitely want to zero in on.
Yeah, I think that's a conservative estimate, Joe. I think this is a guy who's not going to come off the field a whole heck of a lot for the Steelers. I think it's going to be more of a competition when it's all said and done between Vince Williams and Mark Barron, that Devin Bush is going to be out there a lot. He just seems to me like he's the guy that they realize is the future of this defense in terms of being a dynamic playmaker in both the run and pass games. They may not put on that burden on him early in his career, early in his rookie season, but I think by midseason he's going to be out there quite a bit. But I'm sure the one that everybody's really keeping an eye on is the quarterback battle. Josh Dobbs is going to get the start, the backup quarterback battle. Ben Roethlisberger is not playing, but Josh Dobbs will get the start. But Mason Rudolph, last year's third-round pick, is the one that I think everybody wants to see what kind of progress he's made from year one to year two.
Yeah, and you know Josh Dobbs is starting. He'll work with whatever semblance of a first team they have out there. So, you know, when Mason Rudolph comes in, it'll probably be more, you know, longer shot backup type of players. And you just wonder what, you know, you expect Tampa Bay to probably have, you know, their second to third string in when Mason Rudolph comes in. So it might not be an apples to apples comparison. So you would think maybe the next week, maybe Mason Rudolph would start and Dobbs would come in second. But yeah, I want to see how Mason Rudolph has grown as a quarterback. You know, he clearly said that he wants to be the number two, that's what he's striving for. You know, he's been up and down in camp, but so has Josh Dobbs. So, you know, I think that's the one thing, you know, that fans can look forward to. And then you might get a little Devlin Hodges there at the end, who, you know, really impressed at training camp as the, you know, he's not just your prototypical number four arm out there.
No, he's certainly not. And he's certainly become the, over the past week, the guy who's received a lot of hype. But he has been something of a training camp phenom in the sense that he's a guy out there who looks like he knows what he's doing. He's not playing like a rookie by any means, and he's probably been the most accurate of the three backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, especially with short passes. He really shows an accuracy, and he kind of has a funky throwing motion. And when he's on the run, sometimes he zips it sidearm and things like that. He kind of looks like he has a little bit of swagger to him, and you know could be a fun player. Now, he's not as tall as the other quarterbacks. Doesn't have the, you know, 1A pedigree, but you know he I think the all-time passing leader at, you know, 1AA level. So he's done, you know, he's thrown for a lot of yards in his career. He's just never done it at this kind of level. And you have to wonder what he'll be like when you have, you know, bigger, faster, stronger players coming after him.
Well, speaking of bigger, faster, stronger, I would say that you could say that about the opposite about, and to some degree, but also. James Conner and Jalen Samuels have kind of both taken the same approach to their second season. They came back stronger and faster, not necessarily bigger. These are guys that came back a little bit leaner. It worked for Conner last year in his second season where he became a Pro Bowl running back and a guy who was in the MVP conversation midway through the season. What do you see from Jalen Samuels so far? Because this is a guy who really showed a lot last year when he had to step in and be the starting running back and looks more like anything, like a dynamic receiver out of the backfield or however they line him up.
Yeah, he looks like he can, you know, catch the ball pretty well. They've used him in various roles. They've used him, you know, running the ball. But they've also kind of flashed him out, you know, out wide and gone with an empty backfield. They've had situations where they've both been on the field. You know, and I think it's that pass-catching ability that will enable him to kind of be out there and be an extra receiver, you know, and maybe catch some defenses off guard, especially if the Steelers don't have a clear-cut number two tight end coming in. And, you know, and it's obvious passing situations. Maybe he's the guy that goes out there, you know, instead of maybe an Xavier Grimble and, you know, gets a chance to show what he can do in pass situations. You know, I'm really looking forward to seeing this guy because, you know, he looks more comfortable. He looks more like he knows what he's doing in the offense. And, you know, you just want to see what they can do once they, you know, the game setting comes about.
You took the words right out of my mouth about the number two tight end. I mean, if the Steelers go two tight end sets, don't be surprised to see Jalen Samuels line up as an H-back or being, you know, being flanked out, that they could use him instead of a second tight end in the sense that he has that type of receiving ability. He was also a bit of an H-back or tight end in college. I don't know that that's necessarily the way the Steelers want to use him, but I think they have that ability to get creative with Jalen Samuels. So that should make the offense interesting. I don't think you're going to see a ton of halfback situations where Conner and Samuels are lined up together in a running formation. I think it's going to be more that they can put one of them in motion and keep defenses guessing and use it as a chance to kind of really, you know, figure out where the defense is trying to get at them as well. The one that's kind of interesting to me, Joe, is the guy that you have as the last of your five players that you picked. And as you mentioned, it could have been 15, but Cameron Kelly is a guy who's really, I don't want to say came out of nowhere because he came out of the AAF, the Alliance of American Football. But this is a guy who almost from day one in you know, mini camp, OTAs, rookie camp. This is a guy who stepped into the starting defense at free safety, taking advantage of Sean Davis's absence, and has looked the part. He doesn't look like he's out of place at all.
He has the size, that's for sure. He's, you know, a taller guy that, you know, that would seem to fit the free safety mold. He, you know, he runs it. He's been running around back there and, you know, been able to get his hands on some passes. Doesn't seem out of place. You know, now, you know, again, he's not gone into any high intensity situations, and he admits he's not the greatest tackler in the world, but he thinks, you know, he says his specialty is being able to get to the ball and, you know, get his hands on it, knock it down, whatever. And that's what the Steelers need on the back end. They need somebody that can, you know, be a playmaker and kind of disrupt the passing game from the back end. Now, you know, everybody's expecting Sean Davis to be there. His injury is supposed to be minor. But if you need to go to some depth or maybe in sub packages, maybe this is the guy the Steelers could throw in there and take a decent look at.
Well, here's the thing about it, Joe, is when you look at a Cameron Kelly, it's not about whether he can supplant Sean Davis as the starter, because Davis has led the team in tackles the last two seasons. I think that's his job. But it's going to create some competition for the backup safety spots with guys like Jordan Dangerfield and Marcus Allen.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, he has more actual experience, although on a smaller pro level, for a league that didn't, you know, that folded near the end of its first season. But, you know, he was out there against similar players of his stature, and maybe that's experience a guy like a Marcus Allen could have benefited from, or a Jordan Dangerfield had they been in that situation. I think there's more competition there, and you've got P.J. Locke, you know, the undrafted free agent who's also taken some reps with the first team, trying to work his way in there. So, you know, I think there's some guys that are really going to be fighting to hold on to their roster spot this year.
Yep, and one of them is going to be whoever wears number 33 on the defense. They've had a lot of turnover at that spot. We've lost a lot of stories that we've had written in at that spot as well. So, hey, Joe, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate your insight. We'll see you over at Heinz Field. You can follow him at Trib Joe Rutter. That's Joe Rutter, the Steelers beat writer for the Tribune Review. Thanks again, Joe. It's Kevin Gorman on the Paul Zeiss Show, 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.